Good day, everyone. Thank you for watching this presentation on Swiss Re's first quarter 2016 results. I'm David Cole, Swiss Re's Group CFO. I will start with the business performance for the quarter. Swiss Re has started the year with a strong first quarter in a challenging market environment. All business units contributed positively to a group net income of $1.2 billion, which translates to a return on equity of 14.6%. The first quarter reflects the benefits of our strategy and systematic capital allocation to diversify our access to risk in attractive segments. P&C Reinsurance reported a strong ROE of 19.1%, supported by large and tailored transactions and benign nat cat experience. Life and Health Reinsurance reported an ROE of 16.1%, reflecting continued attractive growth in all regions. Corporate Solutions delivered good results in the first quarter, with an ROE of 13.5%, driven by profitable business performance. Life Capital delivered a very strong ROE of 21.2%, including the contribution of the Guardian acquisition. Our asset management team produced a strong ROI of 3.7%, despite the low interest rate environment. Finally, the latest group SST ratio, as submitted to FINMA, our Swiss regulator, remains very strong at 223%. We conducted a comparison analysis of our 2016 group SST ratio with an equivalent group Solvency II ratio, and I'll comment on it later in my presentation. On this slide, you'll find the usual overview of key figures. We introduced new metrics, and as of this quarter, we will report on our EBIT and net operating margins across our business units. These metrics provide a more comprehensive measurement of our performance. They also allow greater comparability across our business segments and help investors to compare our activities with companies in other sectors. Now let's move on to P&C Re's results. P&C Re delivered a strong set of results with an annualized return on equity of 19.1% for the quarter. We fully utilized our unique client relationships, expert knowledge, and superior financial strength to close large and tailored transactions at attractive rates. This strategy allows us to profitably grow our book of business in a challenging market environment. The quarter benefited from the absence of large nat cats, partially offset by some unfavorable prior year developments, mainly related to 2010 and 2011 New Zealand earthquakes and asbestos. As you know, we react quickly to claims development in order to remain well reserved on a best estimates basis. Our clients continue to highly value Swiss Re as a reliable partner, helping them with their risk and capital management needs. After the successful turnaround in 2015, our Life and Health Reinsurance business had a solid start to the year, delivering a strong net income with an ROE of 16.1%. The increase in premiums is driven by a large in-force transaction in the U.S., as well as from large and tailored transactions in Australia and the U.K. The net operating margin remains solid at 12.1%. This underlines the quality of our in-force book and the profitable new business. We continue to see attractive opportunities for profitable growth in Life and Health Reinsurance. Corporate Solutions reported good results during the quarter as it continued its disciplined growth strategy in a challenging market. The acquisition of IHC Risk Solutions in the U.S. is an example of broadening our footprint and product capabilities. The increase in gross premiums written was mainly driven by the IHC acquisition, which closed in March 2016. While pricing remains under pressure, Corporate Solutions demonstrated discipline in actively managing the cycle with a combined ratio of 90.4% for the first quarter. We experienced unfavorable prior year developments on casualty losses and benefited from the absence of major natural catastrophes. Net income and ROE were strong for the quarter, driven by a profitable performance across most lines of business. Moving on to Life Capital. It's the first time that our financial results reflect the newly created business unit structure, which encompasses Guardian Financial Services and the open book Life and Health businesses, in addition to Admin Re. With the introduction of Solvency II, the methodology for determining gross cash generation was adjusted from January 2016. Given that this regime is more sensitive to economic movements, gross cash generation was negative during the quarter, driven by material movements in U.K. interest rates and credit spreads. We remain confident that the business unit will generate gross cash of between $1.4 billion and $1.7 billion U.S. dollars over the next 3 years. Life Capital delivered a strong EBIT and net operating margin, mainly driven by net realized gains in the derivative portfolio, which we acquired as part of Guardian. We are managing down the exposure of this portfolio to optimize it under the Solvency II regime. Life Capital concluded the first 3 months of 2016 with a very strong ROE of 21.2% against its midterm ROE target of 6 to 8%. Our asset management team delivered another strong performance in what continues to be a very challenging interest rate environment. Our investment portfolio increased by more than $20 billion with the acquisition of Guardian, which was not yet fully reflected in our average invested assets. Asset allocation changes in the first quarter include a net increase in credit investments due to the Guardian acquisition and large transactions, partially offset by sales of non-investment grade bonds. Return on investments was strong at 3.7% for the first quarter of 2016. Though slightly down versus last year, the ROI still reflects a very good performance in the current environment and was primarily driven by the net investment income and realized gains from sales of fixed income securities. Realized losses from impairments remain low when compared to our overall investment result. Finally, our running yield of 3% for the first quarter of 2016 remains stable versus the previous year, as the beneficial impact of the portfolio acquisitions was offset by continued low reinvestment yields. Details on our U.S. GAAP common shareholders' equity are on slide 10. The increase due to our net income for the first quarter and the net change in unrealized gains were partly offset by the share buyback program announced last year and completed on the 2nd of March. On this slide, you can see the development of our very strong group SST ratio over the last 6 years. At 223%, our group SST 2016 ratio is higher than previously estimated, as it now fully reflects our January renewals, as well as recent discussions with FINMA on items impacting the required capital. As promised, we conducted a comparable analysis of our group SST ratio under Solvency II, this on a best efforts basis. Our group SST ratio translates into a Solvency II ratio of 312%. This reemphasizes our very strong capital position and also confirms our earlier assessment that SST is a conservative solvency measure. This assessment does not change our capital management priorities, as the group is subject to the Swiss regime. There are a number of methodological differences between the two regimes. As you may have seen, we provide you with more details on those differences in a separate video presented by our group CRO, Patrick Roflob. Let's now move on to an update on business developments. Approximately 10% of PNC Re's treaty portfolio is up for renewal in April. Year to date, we saw a significant increase in the treaty gross premium volume, entirely driven by the successful closing of large and tailored transactions. In the April renewals, we saw the price erosion for property business slowing and casualty markets remaining relatively stable. Our overall risk-adjusted price quality, year-to-date, remains at 102%, the same as at January this year, exceeding our economic return hurdles. Let me remind you that a ratio of 100% is not calibrated to break even, but to our group ROE target of 700 basis points above risk-free. I would like to take a step back from our quarterly results to reflect on the longer term and global view on our sector. As you know, Swiss Re conducts extensive research on the insurance sector and actively contributes to a better understanding of the opportunities, but also challenges in the industry. Through our Sigma research and publications, we analyzed the protection gap and continue to see a trend of economic losses outpacing insured losses. In contrast with previous figures, which measured the protection gap in terms of sums assured, this slide shows the protection gap as premium equivalents. At Swiss Re, we focus our efforts on broadening our access to risk, whether through insurance clients, corporates, distribution partners, or the public sector. Closing the protection gap represents an opportunity which will benefit both our society and our shareholders. Finally, a few words on our new financial targets, which apply as of this year. We closed the first quarter with a reported group and business unit ROEs above or within our targets. We will update you on our progress on a regular basis. I can assure you that delivering on these targets remains our top priority. Thank you very much for watching this video on Swiss Re's first quarter 2016 results.